and a herd of cattle. What do you call the male?
Bull.
Okay. Do you know of any terms that maybe older men might use when the women are in to be polite? And that maybe your grandmother would use rather than say to bull?
No.
Okay. They used to be, you know, where people would never use that word. And the female is a...
cow.
Okay. Suppose you had to hook up a couple of animals to drive a cart or pull a plow. You'd say the two of them were a...
team.
Okay. What's another animal besides a horse that might pull a plow?
Oxen.
Okay.
Mule.
Okay. Would you say a team of oxen?
Yoke of oxen.
Okay, that means two.
Uh-huh.
What about, suppose you had four harnessed together.
Four oxen or?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess a yoke. But I don't know.
Okay. No, I'm not sure about the name and what different people call them. How about, a little one, going back to cattle now, a little one when it's first born?
Calf.
Alright. Suppose it's a female. And, you know, not very old. What would you call it?
Heifer.
What about a male?
They
didn't quite a bull yet.
A steer.
Okay. Suppose now you have a cow named Daisy, and Daisy's expecting a calf. You say Daisy's going to...
Calf. One or the other.
Okay, which do you think it is?
Calf, I think.
Okay. Have you heard any other terms like drop a calf or freshen?
No.
Okay. What do you call a male horse?
A stallion.
Okay. Would your grandmother use that word, or would your great-grandmother have?
I think so.
You know, any other terms that, you know, might be another way of saying stallion, especially?
No.
Like silly bull business.
No.
Okay. And a female is called a...
mare.
And if you had a stallion and a mare, you'd have two...
horses.
Okay. And one that's just born is a...
colt.
Okay. Let's see. If you might say everybody around here likes to blank the horses.
Ride?
Yeah. Okay, so you'd say, I have never...
ridden.
Okay, but, I know some people who say that when they were little, they
rode.
Okay. If you were on the horse and you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell
off.
Okay. Or put, I fell blank the horse.
From?
Or if you say off, I'm trying to get pronunciation.
Off the horse.
Okay. Okay, suppose a little kid went to sleep in bed and woke up and was on the floor and say, I must have...
fallen.
Okay. How would he have fallen in relation to the bed?
Fallen off the bed.
Okay, would you ever say out of the bed? Or out of bed?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any difference between them?
No.
What are the...